Friends, now we are going to discuss some interesting scenario where the deposit can be accepted by some companies which are generally sidetracked in the normal flow of investment. These are Nidhi companies and cheat funds. If you take a name of these companies, Nidhi company or cheat funds, you are keeping yourself a little bit away from these companies. Why? Because of lot of restrictions. And you do not intend to invest into those companies. Matter is not, or fact is not like that. There are certain things which permit you to deposit or invest into these companies' funds. But how? What are the regulations? For that purpose, for giving the more clarity, we have structured this particular chapter in such a manner that you will come to know inside and outside of the full gamut of Nidhi companies and cheat funds. Okay? So the structure consists of Nidhi companies, general restrictions, cheat funds, type of cheat funds, advantages of investing in cheat funds, risk which is involved in investing the cheat funds, and cheat funds little bit do's and don'ts. Okay, so with this structure, we will understand better about the Nidhi companies and the cheat funds. Now the question comes, what is the Nidhi company? And what is its objective? And what is cheat fund and its objective? That is why this chapter is divided into two parts. One is Nidhi company, second one is cheat funds. So Nidhi companies is incorporated with the object of developing the habit of the thrift reserve funds amongst the member and receiving the deposit and lending it to the members only for their mutual benefit. Its a core business is borrowing and lending. Nidhi company's core business is borrowing and lending between their members only, not outside that. So first, there should be a members. So they are regulated by Ministry of Corporate Affairs. Reserve Bank of India is empowered to issue the direction to them in the matter which is relating to the deposit, acceptance and activities. Nidhi companies is governed by Nidhi Rules 2014. Since they are incorporated as a public limited company, they are also governed by the Companies Act 2013. For these companies, no RBI approval is required. RBI has specifically exempted this category of NBFCs in India. Nidhi company registration is very simple and less than complex as compared to the type of finance companies like NBFC, HFC and other companies, which requires RBI licenses also. However, Nidhi company can itself get it registered within 15 to 20 days. And Nidhi company can be started with initial capital of rupees for just 5 lakhs. And it requires at least 7 people and 3 directors to start with. This is the simple structure of Nidhi companies. And cheat funds. Cheat funds plays a very important role in the financial development of the people, providing the easier access to the credit to the needy, those who require. This cheat fund is a type of rotating savings system. And the scheme is formally organized by the financial institution or informally among the friends, relatives, and neighbors. So cheat funds can act as both borrowing scheme as well as saving system. With the advent of e-commerce in India, cheat funds have also started going online. However, this can be misused by its promoters, and hence the investors should remain alert on recent development of Ponzi schemes. They should not get lured by the promises of extraordinary higher returns on their investment in short span of time. The Nidhi company first, we will try to discuss more about this. The primary objective of Nidhi company is to carry the business of accepting the deposit and lending to its members. Only individual can become a member and no companies. Bodies, corporate or trusts are not admitted as a member. Only individuals, right? The area of operation of Nidhi company was within the municipalities and the panchayats. But some Nidhi companies could open their branches within the respective revenue district and even outside the account of the financial and administrative strains. These companies, Nidhi companies, belongs to the non-banking Indian finance sector and is recognized under Section 406 of Companies Act 2013. Their core business, as it is said, that borrowing and lending between the members, and they are regulated by Ministry of Corporate Affairs. RBI is empowered to issue the directions. Now, incorporation of Nidhi companies. Nidhi company is a non-banking financial company and recognized under Section 406 of the Companies Act. Its registration is simple, less complex as compared to the other type of finance companies like NBFCs, which requires the RBI license to start. These companies have started with can be started with initial capital of rupees 5 lakh. And it requires at least 7 people to start with. This Nidhi company registration also requires 3 directors initially. It takes around 15 to 20 days to get Nidhi company registered with in India. This is incorporated under Companies Act 2013 and shall be a public company, shall have the minimum paid up equity shares capital of rupees 5 lakhs. Therefore, the Nidhi company shall not issue the preference shares. If preference shares had been issued by the Nidhi company before the commencement of the Companies Act 2013, then such a preference share shall be redeemed and in accordance with the terms of the issue of such shares. No Nidhi company shall have object in its memorandum of association other than the object of cultivating the habit of thrift and the saving among the members, receiving deposit from and lending to its members only for their mutual funds, mutual benefits. Every company incorporated as a Nidhi company shall have at last word the Nidhi Limited as a part of its name. Every Nidhi company shall within a period of 1 year from the commencement of the Nidhi Rules 2014 should ensure that it has not less than 200 members, net owned funds of 10 lakh rupees or more, unencumbered term deposits of not less than 10% of the outstanding deposit as specified in the Rule 14, and the ratio of net owned funds to the deposit of not more than 1:20. Within 90 days from the close of the first financial year, when the company is incorporated, then within 90 days, okay, the second in the second financial year, Nidhi company shall file a return to the statutory compliance in the form of NDH-1, along with such fee that is provided to the company's registered office fee rule 2014, with the registrar of the companies duly certified by the company secretary and a practicing chartered accountant in practice of cost and accountant in practice. Okay. Now, general restriction on Nidhi companies. Nidhi companies shall not carry on its business of chit fund, hire purchase finance, leasing finance, insurance, or acquisition of the security which are issued by the body corporate. They shall not issue the preference share, debentures, or any other debt instrument by any name or in any form, so whatever. They shall not open a current account with its members. They shall not acquire another company by purchase of the security or control of the composition of the board of directors. Okay. And in general meeting, they should submit their report to the regional director of the Reserve Bank of India if there is any change in their management. They shall not carry on any business other than the business of borrowing and lending its own name. Nidhi company shall not and should adhere to all the provisions of these rules and may provide the locker facilities on the rent to its members, subject to the rental income from such a facilities not exceeding 20% of the gross income of the Nidhi at the point of time during the financial year. Nidhi company shall not accept the deposit from and lend to any person other than its member. And Nidhi company shall not pledge any of its asset lodged by its member with the security. Nidhi company takes the deposit from and lend money to the body corporate. It shall not take the deposit from the lend money to the body corporate. It should not. All these are the negative. Huh? Nidhi company shall not enter into any partnership arrangement in its borrowing and lending activities. And company shall not issue or cause to be issued any advertisement in any form in soliciting the deposits. It should be noted that privately circulated details of the fixed deposit scheme among the members of the Nidhi company in words for private circulation to the members only shall not be considered to be an advertisement for soliciting the deposit. And Nidhi company shall not pay any brokerage or incentive for mobilizing the deposit from the members or for deployment of the funds or for granting the loans. Now, coming down to expansion of the Nidhi companies, that is branches of Nidhis. Nidhi company may open the branches only if it has earned a net profit after tax. Okay, PAT, profit after tax, continuously during the preceding three financial years. Then they are permitted to open the branches. Nidhi company may open up to three branches within a district. If the Nidhi company proposes to open more than three branches within the district or any branch outside the district, it shall obtain the prior permission from the regional director and the intimation to it given in the registrar about opening the every branch within 30 days. Acceptance of deposit. Rule number 13 of the Nidhi Rule 2014 provides that any of the fixed deposit accepted by the Nidhi company shall be for the minimum period of 6 months and maximum period 60 months. Okay. Recurring deposit shall be accepted for the minimum period of 12 months and maximum period up to 60 months. And in case of recurring deposit which is relating to the mortgage of the property or mortgage loan, the maximum period of recurring deposit shall be correspond with the repayment of the period of such a loan granted by Nidhi. The maximum balance in the saving deposit account at any given time qualifying for the interest shall not exceed 1 lakh rupees at any point of time, and the rate of interest shall not exceed 2% above the rate of interest payable on the saving bank account by the nationalized banks. A Nidhi company may offer an interest on the fixed deposit, recurring deposit, at the rate which is not exceeding the maximum rate of interest which is prescribed by the Reserve Bank of India. Some of the conditions which are required to be complied by the depositor in case of the foreclosure of the fixed deposit account or the recurring deposit account of the members. Repayment not allowed of the deposit within a period of 3 months from the date of its acceptance. So 3 months he has to keep quiet. If the deposit continued to be for more than a period of 3 months, then the depositor shall be entitled any interest up to 6 months from the date of deposit. In case of repayment of deposit which is sought or claimed before the date of expiry period, okay, the rate of interest payable on such deposit, Nidhi deposit, will be reduced by 2% from the rate which are in ordinary course which would have been paid by the Nidhi company. However, in case of death of the depositor, the deposit may be repaid prematurely to the surviving depositor or depositor in case of the joint holder with the survivor clause to the nominee or a legal heir with an interest up to the date of repayment at the rate which company would have been ordinarily paid had such deposit been accepted for the period for which such a deposit had run. Now, lending money, that is loans by Nidhi company, to whom they can give and what are the conditions? Rule number 15A of Nidhi shall provide little bit guidelines on granting the loan by Nidhis. Limit for granting the loan is 2 lakh rupees, where total amount of deposit of such a Nidhi company from its member or it is less than 2 crore rupees. 7,50,000 rupees, where the total amount of deposit of such a Nidhi from its member is more than 2 crore rupees but less than 20 crore rupees. And 12 lakh rupees loan, where the total amount of deposit of such a Nidhi from its member is more than 20 crores of rupees but less than 50 crore rupees. And 15 lakhs rupees, where the total amount of deposit of such a Nidhi is from the members and its member is a 50 crores and above. Okay. Now, the member shall not be eligible for any further loan if he has borrowed any earlier loan from the Nidhi and has defaulted in repayment of such loan. The amount of deposit shall be calculated on the basis of the last audited annual financial statement. After granting the loan, the question comes at the time of granting, what is the security? Security of loan. A Nidhi company shall give a loan to its members only against some securities. Number one, gold, silver, jewelry, and repayment period of such a loan shall not exceed 1 year. If security is immovable property, excluding the mortgage, the total registered mortgage, okay, shall not exceed 50% of overall loan. 50% of overall loan outstanding on the date, as on the date of approval by the board. And the individual loan shall not exceed 50% of the value of the property offered as a security. And the period of repayment of all such loans shall not exceed 7 years. Very critical and important. So the condition when the immovable property is pledged or mortgage is given, then in that case, the loan shall not exceed 50% of the overall loan, which is exceeding as on the date of approval given by the board. Now, the individual loan shall not exceed 50% of the property, value of the property which is offered as security. And the period of repayment should not exceed 7 years. In case of fixed deposit, when it is offered as security, or national savings certificate, or other government securities, or any other policies, it should be noted that the securities which are duly discharged shall be pledged with the Nidhi as a maturity date, and such a security shall not be beyond the loan period or 1 year, whichever is earlier. And in case of the loan which is against the fixed deposit, the period of loan shall not exceed the unexpired period of fixed deposit. Now, regarding the rate of interest. The rate of interest to be charged on any loan given by the Nidhi shall not exceed 7.5%. Very low interest rate, right? And Nidhi shall charge the same rate of interest on the borrowers in respect of the same class of the loan and the rate of interest of all the classes loan shall be prominently displayed on the notice board at the registered office and each branch office of the Nidhi. Friends, this is all about Nidhi companies.